You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The plight of the migrant families separated at our southern border has energized grassroots efforts to help. Two of those volunteer helpers are here with us now. Rabbi Josh Winston is from Temple Beth Emeth in Ann Arbor. He began the Facebook group Migrant Mother Drivers. Rosalie Lochner is a stay-at-home mom from Grosse Pointe Park. Rosalie, I understand you're preparing for the families whose children were released today in Grand Rapids, and they're going to be arriving in Detroit later today. What have you been doing?
Yeah, we're running around, doing as much as we can. We're preparing bedrooms, getting toys, clothes, lining up people to help with interpretation because we don't know what languages people will be speaking. We're kind of just running around trying to cover all the bases right now. Their arrival.
And the plan is that they're going to come to the Detroit area.
Yep.
And so you're trying to just bring a welcoming amount of things that they're going to need. And you're part of this grassroots group called Michigan Support Circle that's popped up in recent weeks. Tell us about this group. How many members? What you're doing?
Sure. We have about 30 members. We are a product of another group that Immigrant Families Together, which was helping to bring moms from detention centers in Arizona to their families in New York and Florida. And we thought this was a great idea to do in Michigan. So we branched off from Immigrant Families Together in order to focus on families in Michigan.
And certainly the plight of Yenny Gonzalez is something that animated you, didn't it?
Absolutely. That's how I got connected to the Immigrant Families Together Facebook group. I wanted to know if I could help somebody else. I just couldn't watch what was happening to these families and to these mothers. I mean, as a mother myself, I just couldn't look my children in the face and know that this was happening.
And Rabbi Winston, here, speaking of Yenny Gonzalez, last week you actually helped to drive her part of the way. She had to journey from Arizona to New York to be reunited with her children. And her story got a lot of national attention. Yeah. Tell us, what did you learn about her as you drove her on the leg from Ann Arbor to Pittsburgh?
I learned that she's from a small village in Guatemala, that it's controlled basically by a gang, that she was reluctant to leave her house, reluctant to let her children leave her house, that she was afraid that her 11-year-old son was probably either going to be killed by the gang or recruited by them, one or the other. And that's why she ventured north and took a bus from Guatemala up through Mexico and into the United States. And, you know, one of the things that surprised me, just because so much of the news coverage has been talking to migrants who say, regardless of the policy, I would still be coming. She said the exact opposite. She said that had I known what was going to happen to me and my family, I would not have done this. And that was reported on earlier this week that she had said that. And it was shocking to hear that, that it's been that bad compared to gangs that would kill her children.
And I know out of your effort, you started a Facebook group called Migrant Mother Drivers. Tell us about this group.
So very similar to what we've already heard, you know, because I was involved with driving Yenny and told the folks that helped to arrange that I would be happy to continue helping. I got text message this weekend from Megan Finn, who's an Ann Arbor native but lives in New York, who helped organize this. And I couldn't drive on Monday, but I wanted to bring people together that would be willing to. And when people heard that I had driven, in particular friends of mine and members of my congregation, they were very interested in helping as well. So I put together the Facebook group, and we drove another woman yesterday, past Monday.
You want to have a network. You want to have some bench strength. So yeah. If a driver's needed, you'll be able to provide it.
And translators too, by the way.
And translators.
Yes.
What is it, Rabbi, about the plight of Yenny and these other immigrant families that has moved you this deeply?
Similarly, that I'm a parent. I have three children, and I can't imagine what it would be like to have committed a misdemeanor offense, which Yenny did, and have my children ripped from my hands. You know, people keep talking about separation. This is stealing. The government is stealing children from their parents. And as we've learned in the past few days, parents have been deported without their children. The federal government isn't sure how they're going to find those parents again. This is beyond the scope of anything I ever imagined would happen in this country. And I cannot just sit by and do nothing.
And Rosalie, what about you? What really is calls to your heart?
I mean, I think the rabbi just basically covered it. The fact that these children and these parents did not know where they were, like they could not reach each other, that they could not connect, that they were, these children were being flown around the country. I mean, I look at my children and I cannot imagine that happening to my family. And I cannot imagine sitting by and watching that happen to somebody else's family. I felt called upon as a citizen of this country to act in any way that I could.
I'm wondering, I know, Rabbi, you have three young children. They're all under 8. How do you talk to your kids about this? Are you getting questioned?
My 8-year-old is curious, and she's been fearful for a while. She knows that she's different as a Jewish person than some of her other classmates. She's fearful for her classmates who are of color. She's fearful, you know, wondering if because she's Jewish, if something will happen to her. And this is not something that I've ever talked to her about. She brought it to us, so she's been asking questions about this for some time. And I think, you know, I was reluctant to talk to her about what I did last Monday. Reluctant, to be honest with you, to talk to anybody about it. I didn't want it to. I did it because it felt like the least I could do, mm-hmm. right? It's just the least I can do in this situation. I drove somebody. I spent a few hours on the road. It's nothing. And
so why did you decide, yes, you will talk about it?
Because I talked to some congregants about it, and they were upset that I hadn't said anything. And so I thought, okay, I'll be more public about this. And it's been good. It meant that I was able to help this past Monday.
And Rosalie, what about you? Plans going forward? How do you want to stay involved in what is happening with these migrant families?
Well, right now we have lawyers calling us for further assistance, so we're working with them. We're going to provide whatever support we can for these families, whether they need to move on to other places or if they're settling here, so that they feel like they have a support network at their hands. Since they've been moved to new places, they don't necessarily have contacts. Now, they've got this immense trauma on top of all of the other trauma that they've had to deal with that they now have to work through. So the goal here is to make these families feel as supported as possible.
Rosalie Lochner is a stay-at-home mom from Grosse Pointe Park who right now is preparing to welcome with supplies and everything needed for families who were reunited in Grand Rapids today. They'll be arriving in Detroit later today. And Rabbi Josh Winston from Temple Beth Emeth in Ann Arbor, who began the Facebook group Migrant Mother Drivers. Thank you so much to both of you for sharing your work with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Rosalie.
Thank you.